WLO mobile.
Send radio traffic.
This is KO4, Golf with your Romeo, KO4, Golf with your Romeo, standing by, how copy ever?
I'm better now. I don't know where is your location, but what kind of rig you are using, but you're doing okay on the repeater.
10-4. Copy, 10-4, Golf with Romeo, standing by. What time is the net tonight? KO4, GWR, standing by.
WLL, net starts at 9 o'clock.
We saw this thing earlier too, but yeah, starts at 9, W4, Fox 3, Mike.
Standing by.
This is KO4, GWR. Coming, broadcasting from Handheld Tech Fest. How copy ever?
KA5WLL from Handheld, you're doing good into the repeater, over.
10-4, KA4GWR, standing by for net.
Roger that, KA5WLL, Mobile 4, clear, standing by for net.
QCQ, CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W2MJB. My name is Mark, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can also check in via APRS message sent to W4DJW, or you can also check in via Echolink Node 545072. Any formal traffic for the net, please call W2MJB or Net Control. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call W2MJB or Net Control. When there is no formal traffic or announcements or bulletins, we will begin with the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, however, I would like to recognize early check-ins. First off, we have KN4HTP, my wife Wendy, here in the ham shack with me. We have K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity, N4IEI, Isla in Traveler's Rest, N4ASW, Tony in Asheville, KA3JCA, Richard in Simpsonville. Richard brings along his wife Sally, KA4JCA, and his daughter Ashley, KA4ACL. Appreciate Richard bringing them along as well, and he also is checking in K3DOV, the Upstate ARC. Next we have KM4JWP, Brian in Rutherfordton. Brian is a new check-in for me tonight. In my log, we have KF4RVH, JD in Berea, KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville, KD2BNG, Glenn in Great Court. I'll take a break here for a minute, let the repeater reset. Next we have KD2BNG, Glenn in Great Court. I think I already said Glenn, maybe. KE0UUX, Joe in Mount Pisgah, or on Mount Pisgah. So we have WU2T, Rusty in Warren. W2AMD, Andy in Simpsonville. KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. K KV2BYQ, David in Easley. K4OSH, Pat in Malden. KN4RJN, John Brown Summit, North Carolina. K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. KA2AXQ, Ken in Pickens. And finally, KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors. Appreciate all of them coming along early and checking in with us through the BRARS early check-in capability on the BRARS net. So with that, that's all of the RF or early check-ins right now. So we will now go to Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in. KI4KCX, Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie X-ray. My name is Jerry. Location here at Gray Court. Just check us in and out tonight. Thank you for calling the net for us.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, recognizing KI4KCX, Jerry. They're in Gray Court. Thank you, Jerry, for coming along on Echolink and checking in with us. And have a great evening. With that, that's it for the Echolink stations. We'll go ahead and move to the regular RF check-in. Tonight being Sunday night, we begin with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
2MJB. Hey, Mark, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
W2MJB.
Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler. I'm currently mobile in Spartanburg and I'll be negative and negative.
W2MJB. Good evening, Mark. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
2MJB. And Mark, please check in Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4B. LH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
This is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, checking in and recognizing KK4DMW, Rick in Piedmont. Rick brings along his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Appreciate you coming along tonight, Rick, and bringing Lorena and Michelle along to say hello to them for us. Next, we have W4CTW, Tyler in Mobile. I was going to say Tyler in Taylors, but tonight Tyler is mobile in Spartanburg. So thanks for checking in, Tyler. Drive safely and have a great evening. Next, we have our net manager, W4DJW. And thanks for checking in tonight, Dave. We have N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, and finally KM4BLH, Kurt and Greenville. That was a good group of check-ins for the starting off the evening, so let's go ahead and call again. Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, recognizing KK4BGR, Brett and Gaffney. Thanks for checking in tonight, Brett. Have a great evening. I was going to go to Echolink stations only. Gary, do you want to go ahead and check in verbally, or do you want me to go, give you the option if you want to check in on Echolink, or if you want me just to accept your text? Okay, this is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, recognizing KI4DOS, Gary, and his wife, K3JOY, Joy there in Easley. Thanks for coming along tonight, Gary, and checking in with us through Echolink text. We also had another Echolink station pop up, so we'll go back to Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB, good evening, Mark. If you would check in, KA4, PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen Greenwood. Good evening, Mark, to yourself, all the net. No traffic, no queue, and do tell Miss Wendy I'll say hello.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KA4, PQA, Stephen in Greenwood. Thank you for checking in tonight, Stephen, from Greenwood, and Wendy says hello as well. So have a great evening, Stephen, and we enjoy having you come along and check in with us. With that, that's it for Echolink stations right now, and nothing heard on the second call for, well, I guess I did have one check in on Alpha through Deltas, but we'll go ahead and move to Echo through Hotel. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4 HTX. That's Patrick Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight, Mark. Thanks for calling the net.
MJB. Mark, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4 easing in, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. I'll be negative tonight, but tell Wendy hello.
Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4HKX Patrick in Penrose. We have KC4EZN, Harry in Candler. Harry, Wendy says hello as well. So have a great evening there in North Carolina, Harry. And next we have Gene W4FHJ and Taylor's. Appreciate you all checking in with me tonight. Any other check-ins that go through hotel, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on the second call for Echo through Hotel, so we'll go ahead and move to India through Lima. Please call W2MJB or net control.
Please, hope you and Wendy are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE, City Metro, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Miss Wendy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
W2MJB. Good evening, Mark. Hello to Wendy. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
MJB. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
W2MJB. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. Send 73 for each one of you.
Please check in Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey Echo. Larry in Piedmont. No traffic, no coming.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. We have KK4JBQ, Larry in Greer, and Larry brings along his wife Donna, KC4MFK. Thanks for checking in tonight, Larry, and bringing Donna along with you. We have KI4LZI, Andy in Table Rock, and KK4JFO, James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont. Thank you all for checking in with me, and hopefully you have a great evening tonight. Looks like we had an Echolink station, another Echolink station come up, so I'm going to switch over here for a second Echo Lake stations only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
2MJB. Please check 4 Victor India X-ray. John in Greenville. No traffic, no red crew, no rescue. Thank you for hosting the net.
W2MJB Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, recognizing KM4VIX, John, here in Greenville, checking in by Echo Link mode. Thank you for checking in tonight, John, and have a great evening, and thanks for using that valuable resource, Echo Link. That's it for the Echo Link stations right now, so we'll go back and ask again for India through Lima. Please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. That's it for India through Lima. Nothing hurt. So we'll move to Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or Net Control. Also, KO4QLG, Chris in Liberty, in KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville. Appreciate all of you checking in with me tonight, and have a great evening. Any other check-ins, Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
WD8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard. I have a question on HF for anybody on the net during the reg show.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing WD8RON, Ed in Brevard. Thanks for checking in tonight, Ed, and I do have you down for a question during the RAG 2 portion of the net. I appreciate you checking in. Any other check-ins, Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or Net Control. This is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on that last call from Quebec through Tango, so we'll move to the Uniform through Zulu group. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Zulu Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankees. It's Jim in Greenville. Negative, negative.
JB, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4YHY, Jim in Greenville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Jim, and have a great evening. Any other check-ins, Uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on that second call for Uniform through Zulu, so we'll go ahead and move to large group Alpha through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
JB. Good evening, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That is K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I turned over just in time to hear the hear you come back and say none for my group, so I decided I'd check in on the big group. Thanks, 7-3.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. Thanks for checking in tonight, Tommy. Yeah, sometimes I think I've checked in on a couple other nets. Might be Anderson and some of the others around, and sometimes they go so fast that I hardly am able to push the button to talk, and they're already on to the next group or recognizing somebody. So try to give a little bit of time for people to check in on the groups before I go to the next one. So thanks for coming and checking in with me tonight, Tommy, and have a wonderful evening. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
JB. Please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KN4CHY, Keith in Seneca. Thanks for checking in with me tonight, Keith, and have a great evening. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on that last call for Alpha through Zulu, so we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net tonight. With my thanks for all of you checking in with me. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops to check in between RAG 2s. First off, we have a comment or information from KD4SRR. Robert, what do you have to give the net tonight?
Well, as far as giving the net, there's a couple of days left in the Gigaparts Yazoo giveaway. I probably shouldn't tell everybody about this, but anyway, I'd love to see somebody from here win it. They've been running it since April, and it concludes on August the 2nd. And they're going to be giving away a handheld and a digital 2-meter, 4-meter, I guess 440, and an HF rig. All together in a package. So get your call sign in to Gigaparts, and that's not a plug for them. I buy from them, R&L, and for whoever. But just to mention that, you never know. It might be your lucky day. Now, my question is, and it's probably been mentioned recently, and being how I am, I forgot, but Skywarn training or certification or whatever we need to do to be an official Skywarn watcher, monitor, whatever. Is that coming up soon? Is there something you can just take online or whatever? That's all I really had to ask. And so I'll return it back to the net. And thank you very much.
This W2MJB, KD4SSR, has a question about Skywarn, whether there's any formal training coming up, and if there's any information out there. And anyway, does anybody that's listening tonight have any comments on that? I do have something I can give you, Robert, but I want to wait and see if there's any other comments from those who are on the net.
Net control. I knew it was more than there's a storm coming, end quote. So there's a protocol, and I just wondered, since I'm a late nighter, I'd be happy to be someone who hangs around at night and kind of monitor that kind of stuff. Back to net control.
Robert, there is a, what we call, I guess, a Skywarn net on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7:30 on the, I guess, the 145-470, if I got it right. That is Billy Irwin's repeater that they use, the Skywarn net, on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7:30, which he gives a little bit of a weather report based off of the, I think, weather.com or National Weather Service. And also, let's see, I'm trying to find somebody's name, Robert Webster. And that would be robert.webster@aries-csc.org. That's Robert. Webster@aries-sc.org. He could probably give you a little bit of information on that. I went through it just a little bit ago, but it was with a group that was teaching it out in Oklahoma. What they're doing locally, I'm not sure, but I'm confident that you can probably get on the Skywarn. I think there is a Skywarn website as well that may have some information, or on the National Weather Service, they might have some information as well. But tune in on Tuesday, and I'm sure that WR8RW or Billy or can't remember the other guy's name that usually calls the net, they should be able to give you some information.
I do appreciate it. Seeing as we've been kind of sort of lucky as far as normal spring and summer weather, and of course I say that and we'll have something happen, but just nice to know that if I spotted something in my area, I wouldn't know where to go right yet, you know, at this point in time. So now I know the repeater, I know when they happen, and so many thanks to you and the rest of the net for imparting that information. I will definitely check it out, and I will try to email him. So with that, that concludes everything I had to say or ask tonight. It's back to net control, 73s, KD4SRR clear.
KD4SRR, hang on just a second. I'm going to try to confirm that that repeater for you.
MJV, KD4CHY.
CHY, go ahead.
Land, that is correct, 145-470, and it has a 91.5 tone.
confirmation. I was trying to find an email from Robert Webster, but it looks like I may have, the way iPhones compile the emails now, it's really hard to find things. But thank you for that. Robert, you can check in on that at NET on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7:30. So appreciate your questions and your interest in Skyborne. I took the class when they offered it from Oklahoma, and it was very interesting. A little over my head when they got into some of the, the radar that they use for weather observations, but it's good and interesting, so appreciate your interest. This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any check-ins all the way through the alphabet, please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. November 4, Hotel Charlie. Warren and Taylor is negative and negative tonight.
W2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing N4HHC, Warren and Taylor's. Thanks for checking in tonight, Warren, and adding to the success of the net tonight. We'll go back to the rag chew portion of the net. WD8RON, Ed, what is your question for the net tonight?
D8RON, I finally got my HF rig up. I've been having fun with it, answering CQ calls, and I've gotten about 20 countries so far. Yesterday I was listening, and people were calling for a contest, and they were giving out numbers. I need to know two things. One, what's the etiquette on entering a CQ when they say contest? And secondly, where do they get the numbers? Over.
W2MJB, WD8RON has a question about where they get the numbers for the contests and for HF. Any HF guys out there that can answer that question for Ed?
Still give him a number. Over.
Now that, I'm not sure of. He'll give you a number and you just tell him okay. And then when you send your QSL card to him, if you do, then you put that number on the QSL card, letting him know that you're contact 104 so he can look up 104 on his call sheet or on his logbook. Where you are, over.
Dan, but what about as far as credit or points for the contest? Does that count for him?
Credit or points, regardless of whether you give him a number or not, over.
I wondered. I kind of figured it was something like that, but I wasn't sure exactly what the protocol was for doing that or where the numbers came from, because I know they were asking each other for numbers. Some of them had quite high numbers, so I wasn't sure if that came out of somebody who was running the contest or if it made a difference to who, by entering one or not entering one. And the other question I have for the net is, anybody know of anybody around the actual area who repairs CB radios?
Anybody have any information on Ed's second question about repairing
CB radios. I know there's a gentleman up in North Carolina that does ham radios. Whether he does CB radios or not, I'm not sure.
Phone directories and call the number of people from looking up on the web, and nobody repairs them or knows anybody who does.
Probably until you find somebody. They're probably inexpensive enough now that it's probably getting to one of those things where you just toss it or keep it for parts and then buy another one. I don't know if CB radios are all going digital or not as well versus analog, but anyway, I don't have a good answer for you on that myself.
Comment. This is KD2BNG. I have four of them. How many would you like?
Operational, but I've got an old Cobra that's a nice little unit for the car that I was wondering if I could get that fixed.
So, usually when the CB radio shops talk about fixing it, they really mean breaking it. Oh, I had this peaked and tuned, and I had the modulation increased, and blah, 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 blah. Okay, you don't understand, guy, that modulation is not a linear function, but we'll get into that later. I got a couple of Cobra 148 GTLs. Those were popular because they were hackers' radios. You could ground various pins and put various doodads to expand the channel capacity. I've got a Cobra something. It's not right in front of me right now. I've got a Galaxy 929 something. All these radios are probably a little bit on the large side. I have another one which is new in the box. It's a Midland some damn thing that I bought at the truck stop on I-85. So, you know, write me a note. Kilo Delta KD2BNG at yahoo.com. Or look me up on QSL. I should be there. KD2BNG at yahoo.com. And if you want one, you can probably have one.
Make sure I've got the call correct. Kilo Delta 2 Victor November Golf at Yahoo. Is that correct?
Delta 2 Bravo November Golf. Yeah, KD2BNG at... It is at Yahoo, right? Yeah, at yahoo.com.
You know, I just picked up the one I was looking at, and it's a... 19DX3, I think is what it is. It's a nice little one, about inch and a half high and 6 inches wide.
As I said, if you want a little unit, it's a little Midland unit. If you want one for the car, it's, you know, the little one the size of a, you know, a small book or something. And, yeah, because I got interested in that years ago. The hacker's radio is the Cobra 148 GTL, or GX, or one of those. It was one, you know, it was a mobile unit, but a larger mobile unit. And there was various hacks you could do to the PLL chip. For example, put in a switch to ground the PLL chip, and all the frequencies go up by 640 kilohertz. You know, that sort of thing. So you create another bank of channels. I had one that I did that modification to. I had another one that came modified. It had, you could also put in a crystal switch. You know, change the frequency of the synthesizer crystal to pull all the frequencies up or down. You know, been about two or three position, four position switch for different channel bands and stuff like that. It was, you know, people did weird things to CB radios. I have there's a Cobra single sideband unit, a smaller one. These are all all sideband units. There's a smaller one, which I don't think anyone has done anything to. I've got a rather nicer one by Galaxy, another sideband unit. But if you want something small for the vehicle, you know, you could probably just have the, It should still be in the box. I'm not sure I ever try to install it. Midland, some damn thing. I'm not near the, I'm not in the other room right now. I'd go pick it off the shelf and look at it. But yeah, drop me a line.
Hi. Interesting story. Back when I was working for Ford and working with the CB radios that Ford was installing, and a couple of test drivers were down in Florida going across the, what, Alligator Alley, I guess it is. At the time, truck drivers were putting in amplifiers, and of course, it's a straight shot. The Ford driver was passing the truck, and the truck driver keyed his amplifier, which killed all the electronics on the car, and there was a car coming. He ended up in the ditch.
Basically destroyed Citizen's van as being anything useful. You know, the Yahoos that are on channel 4, 5, and 6, because they're running 1,000 watts through, you know, something that's, you know, not modulated too good in the first place. Or you are, they're running a Class A amplifier or something. So the, yeah, the 1,000 watt splatter boxes. And, yeah, also, you can increase the percentage of modulation. You don't want to. It's set at like about 70%. It's set there for a reason. Again, you don't want to splatter the neighboring channels. Modulation is a nonlinear, I don't want to get into mathematics right now. Yeah, that and what else did they used to do? The ones that were running power, the ones that had these over-modulated, horrible-sounding CB boxes. So, yeah, and sometimes you even hear them advertised on the radio, on channel whatever, probably channel 19. Yeah, I can peek and tune that thing for you for $40. Oh, you mean you could break it for $40? You know, there's a reason why the manufacturer, why it left the factory the way it did. If they, if your tunings would actually make any improvements and not actually screw things up worse, do you really think that the factory wouldn't have done that?
About or hear about is add this additive and the mileage will go up, and most of that doesn't do. Otherwise, the manufacturers would have done it because they're interested in the mileage also.
Fuel miser thing, the concept that's been around since maybe about the late 30s. I saw someone had a Ford Galaxy. This was on one of the talk shows in like the late 70s. Merv Griffin or Mike Douglas or one of those. Oh, yeah, I got a Ford Galaxy that gets 105 miles a gallon or something. Because what the fuel miser does is, instead of making a fuel aerosol, it actually makes a fuel vapor. It vaporizes the fuel. So, to give you supposedly better combustion. But there's all kinds of problems with lean combustion. There's all kinds of problems with heating and, you know, getting the thing at the right temperature. And, you know, if it ever bloody worked, the manufacturers would have done it.
One thing that worked, and that was a gauge that you hooked up to the vacuum, I think it was. So you kept the, it wasn't the vacuum, whatever it was, you kept the pressure way low. And that actually worked, but that was more of a matter of how you drove than anything else.
Matter of how you drive more than anything else. I mean, you know, I drive like your granddad. That alone right there, you know, accelerate relatively slowly from a stop sign. There's no point in trying to floor it to get away, to get out, whatever. You're actually not going to get there very much faster. You ever notice on a long freeway trip, the people you pass, and you take, you know, you take a 5-minute pit stop, and then you're behind them again. The guy I passed an hour ago, I might only be 2 minutes ahead of him. But, yeah, enough on that. I'm sorry. Let's not hog the channel. I'll let you get back to what you were doing. KD2BNG.
Plus send you a note. Back to net control. This is WD8RON.
RON. All your questions answered for the time being?
I got the answer I needed for the HF, and that was what I was particularly interested in.
Great. Thank you for taking the time to bring your questions to the net, and for those who responded and your response is blown. Appreciate that. Any other check-ins or questions, comments, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
N4NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. Name here is Jim, Juliet, India Mike. Jimmy in and out, good evening to you and everybody on the net, N4NR.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing N4NLR, Jim in Greenville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Jim. Any other comments or check-ins, please call W2MJB or net control.
This is a follow-up to the earlier information about Skywarn, KD4SRR.
Go ahead, Robert, with your follow-up.
Well, I went to that repeater. I thought I already had it programmed in on this Yazoo, but I didn't. So I put it in and put in 91.5. But unfortunately, I can't get it to key, even on high power. I can hear it, but I can't get through. Do they have a Echo Link or something similar hook up to that, All-Star, et cetera? Over.
They do have an Echo Link, whether it's on all the time or not, I'm not sure. I would go ahead, well, actually, if you can't key up the repeater, you can't ask a question, can you? My suggestion would be to, did you get that email down for Robert Webster?
To me one more time, if you will, please.
Let's see, it's Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, dot Webster, W-E-B-S-T-R, at Aries, A-R-E-S. -sc.org. That's Robert.Webster at Aries-sc.org.
Appreciate it. I had missed a dash in his email address. Well, that would be kind of rough if I can't get into the repeater. Oh, well. I might be bean time, but it, you know, if I was out on the limb, like in my usual favorite QTH of the QT, be kind of hard hitting it with a beam, you know, or just having a beam with you all the time. I guess the antenna may be oriented opposite from where I am, you know. Like I said, I get a good, but just can't make her talk back to me. Over.
Is that a negative offset on that?
Roger that, and I'm even going high power, 80 whole watts.
Interesting. I would think that you'd be able to get it without any problem.
A question to the net. From their experience, is that antenna oriented on a different part of the tower, not just necessarily elevation-wise, to keep it from interfering with our current repeater we're talking on? Over.
SSRW2MJB. It is not on the same tower. Billy's got an individual tower, and I don't recall which mount it's on. But anyway, yeah, it's a separate tower. It's away from the one we're on tonight. It's up there on Caesar's Head. So it could be that if you're, where is Joanna in Lawrence County? Is it on the far southeast end, or is it closer to actual Lawrence?
We're on the bottom end of the county, almost at the Noberry County line.
could be part of the problem. You're too far south for the repeater, or southeast. On the Tuesday-Thursday net, they do link several repeaters together. So you should be able to probably hit one of them that's a little closer to you there in Lawrence County.
Roger that. I forgot. They might be on 715, which is pretty easy. I can hit that on a handheld.
KI4LZI4.
Go ahead.
You're familiar with, he's got some repeaters down in Columbia that link to that machine up there that you're trying to work. And most of the time, the with that on Caesar's head. So if you could get into one of them, that might kind of help you out some. KI4LZI.
I'll look to see if one of the Little Mountain repeaters, which is not even 25 miles to my south and about 800 some feet elevation, I can get into those with pretty low power. I'll try that. But on my old cheat sheet, it still lists it as Marietta Caesar's Head Mountain. The repeater is K9OH, call sign for it. So, anywho, we'll try, and I appreciate everybody. But I figured that if it was on the same tower, boy, I'm not hitting it. But anywho, so it goes. Thanks so much for letting me get back on here. This is KD4SRR, cleared back to the net.
KI4LZI4, it's not the same tower now. It's a little further up the hill from this one, but it's not on the same tire. It's on about a 125-foot tire that a trucking company uses. But there has been at times issues with it. But he's got a UHF machine down in the Columbia area that's linked to that. And they stay linked to it almost all the time. So go ahead, Mark, KI4LZI4.
MJB net control. Robert, go ahead and hit that email with Robert. He can't answer it. I know he's got contact information for Billy and I can't think of the call sign for the guy that calls the net normally, but they should be able to, Robert will feed back to you the information that you need, and we'll let you know which repeaters down that's closer to you are linked. Or he can let you know all of the repeaters that are linked during that net, so it should help you out a little bit. This is W2MJB net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any other comments or check-ins, please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB, KN4CHY, another comment?
4CHY, go ahead with your comments.
Just going to point the gentleman to warnsystem.org. Is the wide area repeater network system is the ones that got a couple down in Anderson that might be a little closer to him. Maybe that he's in the shadow down there from where the Sky Warner repeater is. And also that they do have, and I'm pretty sure it's full-time Echo Link. Just look up K9OH in Echo Link, and you'll find it. And like Andy said, I don't remember the frequencies down in Columbia, but there are several, or a couple down there. Know a fellow that gets in here sometime. Used to talk to him down there on the repeaters that are always linked with Billy's. Anyway, back to net KN4CHY.
JB, KN4CHY, thank you for those comments and those leads for Robert. Any other comments or check-ins, please call W2MJB or Net Control. This is W2MJB Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. No comments or check-ins further for the net, so just to let you know, KN4HTP, my wife will be running the net tomorrow night, so please come along and check in with her. The net report will be submitted electronically, so I'll break for a minute here, and you should hear it momentarily. W2MJB net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, now securing the net for the evening. Appreciate your checking in with me tonight. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night to everyone.